www.thebeatonline.com.
1, 2, 3.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it?
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
You better call me a doctor.
Want to get well live. This is Show Your Health Is Your Wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. This is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. What's a new prescription for a new you, America? Let's kick it off and go with Deborah. Hi, Deborah. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Issa. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I'm 59 years old, and up until 3 years ago, I've never been bothered with sinuses at all, and I've had sinus infections just periodically a lot, but for the last 3 months, I've not been able to smell or taste anything. I've had a sinus infection. I have taken Levaquin. I've taken the Z-Pak. I've taken two types of steroids, the nasal rinse, the nasal sprays, Mucinex. And can you tell me anything that would help me get my smell and taste back?
Now, when did you start losing your smell and taste? Exactly. When pinpoint it?
About 3 months ago, they did a CT of my sinuses, and they said my right sinus was considerably stopped up, you know, in fact, with inflammation.
Sure.
And I feel better now as far as my sinus infection. I still have a lot of congestion and drainage, but I still can't taste or smell anything, and that's just really hard when you're a housewife and you need to cook. You need to smell your food before you cook it, and I just wanted to, somebody told me to eat something sour, and it would bring it back. Is that true? Or
well, it's not just so much eat something sour. Actually, one of the minerals that we get really low in, a lot of people are low in, and when your immune system gets really low and it's not functioning that well, zinc is a mineral that typically can become really low. And by increasing your zinc levels, then a lot of times that you can function better. And your taste and your smell, they actually have a little test called the zinc taste test. And it's one of those deals where you take some liquid zinc, and if you taste the zinc, if it tastes very bitter, then you're low in zinc. So one of those things that's important with zinc to keep those levels up. And basically, I mean, you just want to follow the directions. If you go to the health food store and if you want to look into taking zinc, I mean, it's a pretty healthy thing to do. So it's something you could go talk to your people at the health food store about. But anyway, a lot of times zinc can be a
liquid
culprit.
Zinc, is that what you're telling me?
Well, you can do tablets. No, the zinc taste test is you can do that if you want to see if there's a deficiency. But a lot of times zinc is just zinc. It's a mineral. And usually the milligrams that are on the actual label is pretty safe to take in most brands within the health food stores. But also, there's another one called molybdenum, and I know it's kind of a funny name, but it's a mineral. And molybdenum, think about it like this, molybdenum is kind of how it's spelled. But molybdenum is a regular old mineral, but when it gets deficient, which is very rare, people can lose their taste and smell. The other is that you've had a pretty severe infection. And unfortunately, sometimes if you have a severe infection, viral or bacterial, it can do some damage to the olfactory nerve. And if it does some damage to one of the cranial nerves called the olfactory nerve, then it can cause an issue. Now, here's the deal. A lot of times it can resolve once the infection resolves completely. A lot of times the taste and smell will come back, but there's sometimes you'll lose some of it. It is possible. So I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just letting you know that that is a possibility. But it could be mineral deficiencies, and it could be a result of that infection. But you'll know as time goes on. I mean, obviously, but those are just a couple of things you want to look into. You may build up the immune system, get yourself strong, and work on that. And just make sure that as you walk through this, that you're doing everything your doctor says to do to clear out the infection. Because, of course, you've got to get that knocked out before anything is going to come back. But will eating something sour help? No, it's not going to hurt. Depends on if you like sour things. Let's go now to Anthony. Hi, Anthony. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Dr. Asa. How are you?
I'm living well, partner. What's up?
Yes, sir. I've been smoking for since 1985. I'm 41 years of age, mm-hmm. and I also weigh about 250 pounds. I've been overweight for a long time, you know, and I'm just trying to kick the new year off right and quit my addictive smoking habit and get the weight off. And I was just wondering, you know, if you could help me on that.
Well, here's a question I always ask. My question is, do you want to get well? And your
yes,
answer
sir.
Is what? Yeah, and you're willing to do whatever it takes, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. First thing you want to do, I mean, obviously, if you're wanting to make these kind of changes, you got to get your mindset right. Mindset is everything. And you get your mind right, it's amazing what you can accomplish with all that you have. Because everything else, no matter if somebody puts you on a diet or if they tell you to exercise or how to exercise to get proper rest, to drink more water, all these kind of basic things that we think, oh, I know that. But it's different when you know something but you don't apply it. And it's the mental side of our health that I think is the greatest challenge with most people. Because if you don't have that no matter what it takes kind of attitude, or whatever it takes attitude, then it makes it really difficult for you to succeed. And if you have that and you kind of come to the end of your rope and you say, you know what, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm not going to take this anymore. I'm not going to accept this anymore. I'm going to change or make some changes, major changes in my life. And if you get to that place, that's where you're going to see the best victory. And that's what we want to help you do, and that's I know what we're talking about now. So we're coming up with a new game plan for kind of a new year. The first thing you want to do, get the blood work done. That's important. Go to your doctor so you've got somebody to be your head coach, and you've got a good assessment going on with them. Diet is the key. Changing the way you eat, change the way you live, right? So put the right kind of foods in. Lower inflammation in the body. You want to do 3 meals a day, a couple of snacks in between. Keep that metabolism cranked up. Keep it revved up. Good lean quality proteins like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs. Low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables. And good healthy fats. Omega-3s, 6s and 9s, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados. Those are great too. Fruits and vegetables for your carbs. And then also the proteins, chicken, fish, beef, eggs, all of that. So getting a good game plan. And your snacks can be things like an apple and a handful of nuts. That's always good because what you do is, even when you have a low glycemic carbohydrate like a fruit, and you put fats with it, then it helps slow down blood sugar release regardless, and it won't cause your body to store fat, which is always a great thing. That's what we're all shooting for, is to be as lean as possible but healthy as possible as well. Now, exercise is the key too. 30 to 45 minutes a day, but I prefer around 40 minutes a day, 5 days a week doing something you enjoy, and it doesn't matter. But here's the deal. Remember, whatever it takes, right? So that means that on the mornings that it's cold, in the morning that it's snowing outside, you don't want to go to the gym or wherever you go to do your exercise, you get up and go no matter what. Nothing stops you unless it's some family emergency. So you make that commitment and you keep the commitment, even when it's tough, even when it's hard. And that's where you find your success. Half your body weight in ounces of water every single day. And a lot of these are in my book, Empowering Your Health. So just by getting the book, you're going to find a lot of the things I'm talking about. But water is so important because when you keep hydrated and you're plenty of non-chlorinated water, you're going to do a couple of things. You're going to increase fat burning, and you're going to cause your body to release water, which is going to cause you to drop weight. And that's a good thing. Keep your body hydrated, which is great for every process within the body. And then they found a new thing out with great studies behind it, conjugated linoleic acid, CLA, taking about 6 grams a day. In a study recently, they found that it can cause the body to drop about 7 to 10% in your body fat. Hope that helps.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT. AT to 71700. That's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dry guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
blood test that may revolutionize cancer treatment. In the news today, one of the most exciting developments in cancer research until the past decade involved trials going on right now at four of our cancer treatment centers in the United States. The centers are using a highly sensitive new blood test developed at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston. The test may revolutionize the way cancer is treated. As tumors grow, they release cancer cells into the bloodstream. And this new test promises to detect the smallest traces of cancer cells circulating in the blood. Dr. Dennis Haber, one of the researchers, said for every one tumor cell in the blood, there are over a billion blood cells in circulation. So that's a big challenge in a test that can pull out one in a billion cells. In the new test, a blood sample is run across a microchip that is treated with a special glue. And Dr. Toner said in the study that all the cells go through the chip, but only cancer cells are recognized by the chip and they stick to the chip. The healthy cells will continue to pass on. The hope is that by measuring the number of types of cancer cells in the blood, doctors can tell whether a patient's treatment is working or not. Very interesting. Good research happening right now. Also, the FDA in the news is going to scrutinize some tobacco products. The FDA said it must review tobacco products that were introduced or changed over the last 4 years in order for companies to keep selling them. The agency said on Wednesday issued guidance on to the tobacco industry outlining how to apply for a review. Now, tobacco makers have until March 22nd to prove the cigarettes or other tobacco products are substantially equivalent to the ones commercially available before February 15th, 2007. That means that ingredients and design are similar and do not raise different public health concerns. The FDA said it may deny an application if the product poses an increased health risk to its users or causes non-users to start using tobacco. Companies planning to introduce new products after the March deadline must get approval from the FDA in the form of a market order before they can be sold. Now, officials say the requirements are part of a 2009 law giving the FDA the ability to regulate tobacco. They are meant to ensure the new tobacco products are evaluated by the FDA before they're allowed to enter the marketplace. The FDA won the authority in 2009 to regulate tobacco products, including the ability to ban certain products, regulate marketing, reduce nicotine in tobacco products, and block labels such as low tar and light. Tobacco companies also will be required to cover the cartons with large graphic warnings. So currently about 46 million or 1 in 5 Americans smoke, and about 3% of American adults use smokeless tobacco. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta, Georgia, tobacco use in the U.S. is also responsible for about 443,000 deaths per year. That's pretty staggering if you think about it. I mean, it's good that they are coming up with a game plan, but it's scary to think that that many people are still smoking and that it can cause so much of a health hazard. And I challenge so many people. I mean, I'm not one to tell you what to do by any means. Just here to encourage you and to empower you and to be some form of person that can just help in any way that we can. But if you can quit smoking, be one of the greatest things you could do for your health. I mean, outside of making the decision that you want to get well and changing your lifestyle choices, eating better, getting more exercise, literally one great thing you can do for your health is to stop smoking. And I know it's the most nicotine is one of the most addictive substances on the earth. It is. And so many people are addicted to it, and it's very tough for them. But I found so many people that when they go through a tough time in life, and they have to quit smoking for whatever reason, whether it's cancer, COPD, whatever might happen, they quit. They don't need a patch. They don't need a gum. They don't need medicine. They just quit because they have a made-up mind. And it's one of the greatest things you can do is smoking. It's one of the best things you can do is to be able to have that made-up mind and to be able to quit, because so much goes on with our health. And when smoking, you can get that out of the picture. The amazing thing is, the cool thing is, that the lungs can regenerate. And that's the hope that we have, that the lungs can regenerate. They can get better than what they used to be if you'll just quit. Because every day that you quit is another day the body can get rid of old, bad cells and create new, good, healthy cells. And that's always the goal. Pretty amazing stuff. The body is amazing. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Alfred. Hi, Alfred. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Alfred, welcome. How can I help?
I was diagnosed a month ago with prostate cancer.
Okay.
And they did a biopsy, and it had spread to the bones from the pelvis area. And they suggested that I have hormone therapy and get some liquids for my bones. They also want to give me a full body scan to see if there's anywhere else. I want to know if there's any other alternatives besides the hormone therapy.
Well, the hormone therapy is pretty much standard of care. So that's one of the main options that they're going to give you. And the thought is behind it is to drive testosterone levels down.
Right.
So that, yeah, exactly. So the potential for prostate cancer, it goes down with it. And there's mixed theories on testosterone. They found that the best thing to do is to drive it down. But there's a lot you can do to support your prostate as well in that process. Salt palmetto is really good for just support of the prostate. And also pumpkin seed oil is really good. Eating avocados are very good for prostate health overall, and plenty of zinc. So all of those can just help support the prostate, support its function, keep it going in the direction that it needs to go. But there's several options with prostate cancer. And the hormone therapy, I would talk to your doctor and just look at the other options that you have. Because although getting the testosterone level down has shown promise, and that is standard of care, and it is something that can help, there are some other options available. But no matter what, there's never a dumb move to be doing things every single day that will keep DHT down, which is the dihydrotestosterone, and you stay on top of that PSA blood test, making sure that it does not double in a year continually. But keeping that prostate healthy, dietary changes can be some of the best moves you can make.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Point this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Balance. Harmony. Mental alertness. Physical well-being. If once you possess these qualities, but stress now weighs you down, you can get your mental edge back in a holistic approach with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Not a drug. Nootropic Mind Power is a lasting, proven natural supplement with 12 powerful ingredients in nutraceutical compounds and are non-GMO. Plus, it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday today.
Is your greatest wealth. The choices we make today can and will determine the kind of health that we're going to have tomorrow. But it's up to you. You have to make the changes. I can't make them for you. The doctor can't make them for you. Your husband, your wife, your kids, your coworkers, your loved ones. No one can take responsibility for your health but you. That's good news, though, because it lies in your hands, and there's so much you can do with the hope to get your health back. 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Pearl. Hi, Pearl. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you? Thank you.
You're doing well.
Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. What can I do to help?
Okay. I wanted to know if there's anything that I can do to reduce clogged arteries.
Is there anything you can do to reduce clogged arteries? Yeah, there's
a lot. Yeah, to clear it up or, you know, clean them out or something like that.
Well, there's a lot you can do to support that and to have better nutrition so that your body doesn't go in that direction. Now, are you in a place where you have high cholesterol? Are you taking medication for it? What? Tell me a little bit about your background.
No, I'm not on any medication for high cholesterol, but I do take Diovans for high blood pressure.
Okay. And what is your blood pressure running now?
Say, what is it?
What is your blood pressure running now? What's the usual number?
Well, it's like 130 to 70. If I get in a rush or something like that, it might go up to 140 over 80. It's not real high.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing.
All the time.
Is your diet pretty good? Are you eating well? Or do you have a game plan for that?
No, I had I eat, well, sometimes I get old, go overboard with little cake and pies and stuff like that, but I don't eat a lot of fat all the time. Sometimes I do. I might eat too much fried foods.
Yeah, you can't. If you're concerned about clogged arteries and keeping your arteries clean and that sort of thing, you got to. Diet has to be a key. I mean, it has to be your absolute ace in the hole. Now, if you were to have some type of vascular disease, or if you had high cholesterol, and you're taking medications, that'd be one thing. But if you're just looking for prevention and hoping that your body can do well, you don't ever want to just. This is what I tell people: you don't want to ever just hope that you can have good health. You have to make a concerted effort every single day to know that you're making good, responsible choices so that your body can function at a higher level. And that's what you want to focus on. So in that regard, it can't be, well, I eat fatty food just a little bit too much. You can't eat any. And you shouldn't eat any, because really fried foods contain trans fats. And it's that hydrogenated oils that they fry the foods in, and it's one of the number one cancer-causing agents. It also causes like a sticking, like glue, of components that can build up within the arteries, the plaquing of the arteries. So it's better just to stay away from it altogether is the better way to go. Now, eggs are the top cholesterol-lowering food in the body. They're good for overall arterial health. So organic eggs, you can do organic eggs every day. I mean, they're one of the best protein sources we have. But it's actually the egg yolk that contain two components, choline and lecithin. Both of those help be a fat emulsifier, which can pull the plaquing off the arterial walls. And then the choline is more of a transporter and helps get it out of the body. The other is they've done a lot of studies, and there's a lot of medical studies, research studies done on vitamin E. Now, depending on your medications and that sort of thing, you want to work with your doctor, let them know that, because vitamin E can play a big role, and you can't take it if you're doing any kind of blood thinners, and there's some other meds, too, that you have to be real careful with. But at the end of the day, vitamin E, there's what's called a clathrin pit. And there's a clathrin pit, basically, if you look at an artery, if you just think about arteries like a big water hose. Well, if that water hose had a little divot in the bottom, that's called a clathrin pit. And they found that the clathrin pit is where, when particles or little chunks of plaque that could build up in the arteries, what happens is the little plaquing will come down through the artery and it'll lodge itself down in that clathrin pit and begin to build this stuff on the inside of the artery. Well, if that builds up, then you've got a major issue. But if you take vitamin E, they found that vitamin E creates a surface over this clathrin pit, and it will repel and keep things from building up and becoming plaque within those arterial walls. So interesting in the theory, but it definitely has good research behind it. So again, vitamin E is really good if you're looking at prevention. Cod liver oil is good too. Vitamin A, vitamin D, and your omega-3 fats. Those are all beneficial. But it's about keeping carbohydrates moderate, only doing fruits and vegetables, staying away from the grains and the starchy carbohydrates. And then, of course, getting the fats, the good kind of fats, and keeping your lean quality proteins at a good level, too. Those can also be beneficial at coming up with a game plan to keep your arteries healthy, like they should be. 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Liz. Hi, Liz. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, darling.
I had my gallbladder removed in 2003. The doctor said it had quit work, and I didn't have gallstones or whatever. So it was moving. Like I said, I'm doing okay. But then, 2 years ago, they said my pancreas was swelling or was enlarged or something. So I started taking, I got this health book, and I started taking the Megazyme or enzyme, pancreatic enzyme. And it said take 2 before each meal. So I was taking maybe like 1 before each meal, like if it's a heavy, if I'm eating meat. But I don't know if I should take 2, like it say, over each meal every day. Is that good?
Yeah, I mean, those are fine. Digestive enzymes you want to take right before your meal. And what happens is it increases the body's ability to break down your food, because our soil is so depleted and we just don't have the enzymes in our foods like we used to have. And even the organic foods that are really good for you still don't have the amount of enzymes in them that they need. And that's why the digestive enzymes, they help the pancreas out. Instead of digesting, absorbing, and assimilating maybe 15-20% of the food you eat every day, you'll end up digesting and absorbing up to about 80%, which just is increases your ratio, and we're only as healthy as the foods we can digest, absorb, and assimilate. Because our body takes those raw materials and makes those good, new, healthy cells, and that's what we have to really watch. So that's something that I'd really encourage you with.
Now, that system, that it was another one I heard you mention last week. I thought it was something with a P. Is there a better one than the systematic system?
The probiotics. The probiotics, they actually put the good bacteria back in the digestive tract. And that's different from the enzymes. Enzymes come in and help break down your food. But the probiotics, actually almost different than antibiotics, they will come in and put bacteria back in your gut. And the gut, having good, healthy bacteria is so good. It's really, really important to stay. Those are kind of the four things that we really don't get in our overall food supply. And by taking those on a regular basis, if that's something you choose to do, then it can help and be an adjunct to an already great diet. Because at the end of the day, if you've got stomach bloating, cramping, that sort of thing, it's either going to be your food that you're eating, potentially you have food allergies, that sort of thing, or it could be the fact that you're not breaking your foods down, or there's several things it could be. But the Foundation of Four ensures that when you're eating an already healthy diet, that it's giving you all those little extra details that you might need. And that's why it's always good to consider doing that. And you can just follow whatever's on the labels, whatever brands that you get. 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Nancy. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. Hi, how are you?
I'm living well, darling. How can I help?
Two questions. First of all, real cold hands and cold feet. My thyroid is fine.
Means you got a warm heart.
I do. you have any suggestions for that?
It's probably
in the wintertime. It's really a problem.
Does it get to the point where they ache and they hurt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you've gone to your doctor and you've had your thyroid checked, right?
Yes.
And everything's okay?
Everything's okay with that, yes.
Okay. The other issue, a lot of times when you have circulatory issues, is you always want to go in, and this is, you said wintertime or is it year-round?
Well, primarily winter. Mitral valve prolapse I have, no problems from it. Is okay. There any relation with that?
No, typically not. But I say that, but a lot of times if it's not endocrine, meaning it's not hormone-related with the cold hands and feet, which is pretty typical, then it could be vascular. So, yeah, I mean, it could involve the heart. But I'll tell you this. One little key that we found is that everything can look perfect on the thyroid numbers. So everything can look great. T3, T4 is good. Your TSH is fine. But the driver for the thyroid is the pituitary gland. And if the pituitary is rock bottom in function, which it is on so many people, then you're going to have an issue. Even if the thyroid numbers are not showing it, you could be symptomatic without the numbers really showing that. So there's a couple things you can do to assess the pituitary gland and take a look at it. You can do a little blood test called human growth hormone, HGH, because it's produced in the pituitary. And then you can also check follicle-stimulating hormone, that's FSH, and LH. Both of those can help be an asset as well. But you also want to, you just want to check it, because it's kind of a hidden issue of what's really driving the thyroid and causing some of the main issues that you could be dealing with. So you might want to go to your physician and say, hey, can I get these blood tests done just to double check? Because other than that, you'll just be kind of sitting around guessing, and that's no way to go. Because if it's not thyroid, typically with cold hands and feet, it can be circulatory, but typically it has to do with the endocrine function that's not being addressed, and a lot of times it can be the pituitary gland. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Never before has there been a nail hardener that requires no drying time. The all-natural herbal blends of Nails of Steel can help eliminate cracking, splitting, hangnails, and other nail problems with virtually no drying time. Nails of Steel is hypoallergenic and biodegradable, and is so easy to use you can keep it at the home or at the office. Just massage this rich, creamy herbal lotion over your natural or polished nails, and within the first week you will begin to notice your nails looking healthier and strengthening.
My fingernails were always chipped, and then I started using Nails of Steel. Today my nails are healthy and strong, and they look like I just walked out of the salon.
Nails of Steel is also used by men. Men work hard, and our hands can show it.
I used to have split, broken nails. With Nails of Steel, I can work hard, be rough, and still have strong nails, keep my hands looking groomed.
You don't have to be a female to want Nails of Steel. Everyone wants a good-looking pair of hands. And broken, chipped, and damaged nails can be painful. Go to nailsofsteel.com for healthy, manicured-looking nails. Nailsofsteel.com for the salon in a bottle. That's nailsofsteel.com.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
the day comes from Dr. Robert Schuller, senior pastor of Crystal Cathedral in California. Beautiful church. Been there many times. Says, tough times don't last, but tough people do. Nothing could be further from the truth. Food for the day. Carrots. Love them. You either love them or you hate them from what I've seen, but there's a lot of health benefits in carrots. Now, this is not carrot cake, so throw that out the window. Now, carrots can prevent heart disease. In a study which is meant to reveal therapeutic value of carrots, the researchers at the gastrointestinal laboratory in Scotland revealed that cholesterol level reduced by 11% if 7 ounces of raw carrots a day is taken for 3 weeks. And high cholesterol is a major factor for heart disease. Since regular consumption of carrots reduces cholesterol levels, it's good to prevent heart-related problems as well. A group of Swedish scientists discovered that the root vegetables of carrots can reduce the chances of having a heart attack. The study conducted at the Mario Negri Institute of Pharmacological Research in Italy found that those who ate more carrots had one-third the risk of heart attack as compared to those who ate fewer carrots. Now, another big one for carrots is that it's a big cancer, or one that prevents cancer. And they found that beta-carotene consumption has been linked to reduced risk of several cancers, notably lung cancer. The British researchers discovered that increasing beta-carotene consumption from 1.7 to 2.7 milligrams a day reduced lung cancer risk more than 40%. That's incredible. The average carrot contains about 3 milligrams of beta-carotene. In a study, researchers found that eating fiber-rich carrots reduced the risk of colon cancer by as much as 24%. Another study shows that women who ate raw carrots were 5 to 8 times less likely to develop breast cancer than women who did not eat carrots. Macular degeneration, big, big topic. It's common eye disease of the elderly, and it impairs the macula. Research has found that people who ate the most beta-carotene, obviously found in carrots, had a 40% lower risk of macular degeneration compared with those who consumed the least. Now, it improves eyesight as well. Deficiency of vitamin A can cause some difficulty in seeing in dim light, and so since carrots are rich in vitamin A, it's good for improving eyesight. Stroke, another big one. And we're seeing, it seems like more than ever, we're seeing stroke just come on strong. We're seeing more cases of that tremendously. But they're saying a carrot a day keeps stroke issues down by 68%. So would a carrot a day keep strokes away? Maybe. Many studies have strengthened the carrot effect, as they call it, on the brain. Studies conducted on stroke patients reveal that those with the highest levels of beta-carotene have the best survival rate. Now, diabetes, it's a big one as well. Carrot is really good for blood sugar regulation because of the presence of carotenoids in the carrot. They found that it helps stabilize insulin and help with insulin resistance. As we say here all the time, food can be your best medicine. And a lot of times we eat the wrong kind of food so often, and it can make us sick. But the good news is, if you find the right kind of foods, by eating the right kind of foods on a regular basis, can help you truly get your health back in so many different ways. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Alan. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you very much. I'm going to piggyback on what you just said. I just lost 30 pounds on a popular diet, and I went back to take my medicine as a good patient does, as his doctor says, and I started falling out and passing out. I couldn't. My diabetes medicine, my sugar was dropping down, so I eventually just had to quit taking the medication, and I've been monitoring it real well. My sugar runs about 90 to 110, and my blood pressure about 165 to 175 over about 50.
That's great, Alan. That's really
and
great.
My question is, I guess, as a paranoid person living in this society, is one of the things I take is vitamin C. I take about 1,500 milligrams a day, and I just really don't know what else to do to keep I'm not taking anything else. I just don't really have any other problems to deal with. So I guess I'm just one validation, I guess, that the not taking the medication is really helping me. It's just amazing to me. And, of course, I'm on about 1,800, 2,000 calorie diet a day and love it. And I'm doing real good. Go to the gym about three times a week. I don't do as much exercise as I was doing because I was really pushing and pumping myself. And I found out at 62 years old that's could be detrimental. So is there anything that you can tell me that I need to add to that to continue this level?
Well, I think you're doing great. I mean, obviously you want to maintain your lifestyle choices. Exercise is going to be a real key in going down that path. But I'm a big fan of keeping it simple. I mean, if you've already got the discipline and you're already seeing the results, I mean, 30 pounds is just awesome. Kudos to you, man. That's great. But the exercise, 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, is so important. Your diet's going to be a key. Regulating blood sugar and just helping the body, the pancreas, work better. You can use cinnamon. It's a spice, and it works great. And then, of course, chromium and vanadium, alpha-lipoic acid, manganese, they're all great components that health food stores have, and they can assist as well. You only want to change the medicine, obviously, if your doctor wants you to, even though you're feeling a certain way, and you want to keep that in line. Sleep is really important, too, though, what we found. And you want to make sure you're getting to bed before midnight. That's important. And sleeping at least about 7 hours. That's good on average. I mean, 8, obviously, but a lot of people have a hard time with that. Water intake is more important than we really originally thought. So half your body weight in ounces of pure non-chlorinated water is going to be good as well. So get a copy of my book, though, Empowering Your Health. I think you'll find a lot of great principles in there that'll carry you to the next level. Puts another hour in the charts. I thank our producer, Jay Patrick. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our community. Diagnosing hope one person at a time, whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed. Remember, there's always hope to get your health back.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.